Oh, Heidi and Frank show. Here I am. All yours. Go, go.
Everybody's excited. Eric go! Roberts is.
Oh, okay. I guess that means go. Okay.
Time for the show.
What do you call in for those Fleetwood Mac tickets? I think we have Eric Roberts, friend of the show.
Love him.
On the phone. Hello, Eric.
Eric.
We miss you guys. Me, Keaton, Eliza, we miss you guys.
We miss you too.
Yeah, we were just talking about you the other day.
I was watching you, Eric, last night. I was watching Oprah, and I love you, and I love the story that you told about, and is it a true story where you told he got his wife basically to be attracted to him? Not only is he a good looking guy, but you had a little baby kitten on your lap, and you were petting a baby kitten, and she was like, like that's what like sealed the deal for you guys, right?
And also get this, that a cat's name was Tender.
Tender.
Would you like to meet Tender?
T-N-D-E-R, Tender. Yeah, and yeah, that cat was a babe magnet. Yeah.
Eric Roberts on the phone with us. He stars in the new film, Inherent Vice. It's going to be in select theaters this Friday, but everywhere on January 9th. And in this particular film, you play a billionaire, right?
I play Mickey Wolfman, a billionaire. He's an industrialist, and everybody's trying to find Mickey in this movie.
It looks hilarious, by the way.
What's that? I'm sorry, what?
It looks hilarious, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Joaquin Phoenix is hysterically brilliant in this movie. He's just perfect. He blows your mind. And then there's this other perfect gym performance by Josh Brolin, who's completely different, completely incredible. And these guys, I mean, everybody's good in this movie because Paul Thomas Anderson is a great movie maker. But
and I think everybody is in the movie. When you're watching the trailer, it's like, my God, there's Reese Witherspoon in there. And then there's Benicio del Toro in there. And I'm like, who said no to this movie?
Malone.
Everybody said yes.
Well, it was Paul Thomas Anderson. You know, we all came running, you know. I mean, he's a truly great movie maker. But everybody's great in this movie. But these two guys, I have to say, for my money, they steal the movie. Josh Brolin and Joaquin are just perfect. And you have to see the movie just to see these two performances, if nothing else. I'm dead serious.
Eric Roberts on the phone with us. He's been in studio with us before. You mentioned Keaton, your son, who was on actually the Stay or Go segment of the show. Very, very accomplished musician.
So good.
And he's still doing his thing, still playing the music and stuff?
Of course he is.
Yeah, he better be.
Let's give our audience your background that I crashed your show with this album one day, and I said, "Play this, and I'll give you an interview." And you guys did.
We're like, did that just happen?
I'm like,
that
is Eric Roberts really standing right there, telling us we better play this, or he's going to kill us?
And it was amazing too, and our audience loved Keaton.
Yeah, he was something.
Now here's the thing with you. I mean, I saw that you currently have over like 100 things on IMDb for 2014 and 2015 that are either already released or filming or pre-post production. You are probably the busiest man in Hollywood. Where do you find any time?
I've heard that's true. I don't know. But the only things you're really worth talking about, and they're worth talking about, are Lost Girl, Suits, The Novelist, Compadres, and Condemned.
Listen to that.
Talk about those?
Yeah.
My God.
Okay, let's talk about Suits. I love that show.
That is an awesome show.
Isn't that a cool show?
Love it.
I love Gabriel Mock. Isn't he great?
Yeah,
it's on USA.
Yep.
Yeah, and I play his boss, and I'm a swindler, and we have a lot of fun together.
Well, I remember you saying, I was watching the Oprah special with you last night, and you were like, over 300 movies and all this stuff, but in the very beginning, you were getting typecast as a bad guy, and you were sick of sort of playing the bad guy, right?
Well, yeah, but you know what? As I get older, I realize that bad guys are where it's at, because we get the best clothes, we get the best cars, we get the woman with the most, you know, cleavage,
mm-hmm.
and we get to die. It's fun.
It's hard.
You don't need to be the good guy anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So you got more episodes of Suits coming out on January 28th. But this movie, Inherent Vice, is coming out this Friday. It says select theaters, so probably in bigger markets, and then everywhere January 9th?
Everywhere January 9th. There you go.
Well, thank you, man. When are you going to come back by? When are you going to crash the show again?
Well, you know what? I'll probably come back by to make a formal announcement for my stepdaughter, Morgan Simons, who is now engaged to her girlfriend, April Windsor.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, and my favorite lesbian, Heidi.
Oh, she's your favorite lesbian. Can I be your second favorite lesbian?
You're one of my two favorite lesbians.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm his third
I'll
favorite
take
lesbian.
It. I'll take it. And you're an animal lover. I love all things about you.
Do you
got
big holiday plans, Eric? What are you guys doing?
We're just hanging tight with an open door for anybody who needs love.
Oh, that's nice. So what time shall I be by?
Yeah. We having a white elephant party at your house or something?
What's happening?
That'd be great.
Well, happy holidays, Eric. We love you, and stop in and see us again sometime.
Oh, any day. We love you guys.
Eric Roberts, go see his new film, Inherent Vice, out this Friday, and follow him on Twitter, at Eric Roberts. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Right before we went to break there, I asked people if you are planning to skip Christmas, because I watched Tim Allen's Christmas with
Cranks.
The Cranks, and they decided to skip Christmas, and seemed like a pretty good idea. And I think when your kids are gone, and this is what the motivation was, their only daughter had gone off to the Peace Corps, and you're like, well, why are we even doing it? You know, let's just do something for ourselves. When your kids finally left, and maybe they didn't have, you don't have any grandkids yet, did you just skip it? Is it life better off without Christmas?
Less stress?
Give us a call. 1-800-955-5567. Be right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.